Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you see that story I sent you guys about the dude who almost died because of an ingrown hair on his junk?
Did we tell that story yet? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Because I had an ingrown hair on my right beside my balls when I was in my mid-20s. And I thought it was something else, like a genital wart or something like that, speaking of STIs.
It was a possibility.
Right. And I went to the doctor, and I didn't know the doctor at the time. It was just some place I went to, and I'm thinking, oh, this guy's going to tell me I got a genital wart, which is something that can, I think they pop back out. We talked about STIs earlier. They pop back out every once in a while. I don't think you get rid of genital warts, can you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Puss?
Well, you've got two genital warts. And the guy, I'm on the table, my balls are hanging out there. I'm probably 25.
Are they sexually transmitted? Or
they can be. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
In other words,
yes, they are. And I'm thinking, ah.
And he just pops a zit for you?
No, he looks down and goes, ah, ingrown hair. I almost kissed him, but it would have been inappropriate since my balls were hanging out, you know. So I kissed him anyway, you know. Well, they gave me some topical thing, and the ingrown hair fell out or something like that.
This one was from his leg.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it was like down mine a little bit near my sack.
It was in his groin.
Okay.
His groin area.
Mine was in the groin area. Right?
It wasn't on the sack.
Mine wasn't on the sack either, but it was right near the sack.
How did it almost kill him?
Well, so I guess this guy was... trying to find where
he
this
tried
was
to kiss
at.
The
it
doctor.
Was somewhere
just
here.
Grew up into his chest and stabbed his heart.
We're talking a full-grown man here, husband and father, got a ingrown hair on his groin area, and he tries to remove it, and somehow it started a tiny little open wound that got infected and led to septic shock.
Yeah,
and that'll kill you.
And an alarming complications, including blood clots, pneumonia, organ failure.
In the morning.
And a lung
That's
condition.
That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah. Called acute respiratory distress syndrome. He ends up intubated in the ICU and given a 4% chance of survival, and the doctors declared him brain dead.
Did he let it fester? Is that what his problem was?
I guess.
Brain dead.
I guess. But here, so they say your husband, your father, brain dead. He has a 4% chance of survival. They let him stay there for a month, and after a month, and then a multitude of procedures and treatments, he starts to come out of it.
Did the doctor screw up the diagnosis?
I guess
just a wart. Wake up, you know.
And they
slap him on the cheek a little bit.
Oh, he's awake.
You're fine, buddy.
He was just sleeping.
Okay,
but he's now almost fully recovered. Like he came back from this thing, but
scared. That means don't pull the
Where
plug.
Where did this happen?
I cannot find that
area.
in the article.
If it happened in America, he's bankrupt now.
I think it did.
Oh
I think,
God,
I think
yes.
it did happen in America. Yeah.
Oh, it's totally bankrupt.
I mean, if you look.
We were discussing that the other day when my son had to go in 3 nights in the hospital, a couple procedures for his kidney stone that wouldn't pass. And he had to keep going back in. It was a major pain. He put a stent in there and everything. It cost me like $4,000 out of pocket. $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
It'd have been $100,000.
I don't think it takes anything to rack up a six-figure bill at the hospital.
And we still got
it?
People fighting.
Oh, no.
And we still got people fighting against healthcare for all.
Yeah.
They're called Republicans.
I don't think it takes anything to rack up that kind of number.
$100,000.
No, I think if I would have paid for my knee out of pocket.
Oh, my God, Todd.
It was $300,000 to $400,000, maybe even a little bit more.
Easily.
Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't. It says it's not clear how long Stephen, this man, waited for a diagnosis of sepsis and at what point it developed. So they don't really know how long he waited after that ingrown hair,
right,
and then it turned into this. Chances are he's a dude. He probably let it go too long.
Yeah.
There was a point where he should have gone and seen somebody, and it would have been a thing.
They can be painful too, you know.
Yeah. Well, and like you just said, they can be sizable enough that you go, what the hell is that?
I thought it was something else. Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, this guy doesn't even have a cool story.
No.
Well, he was brain dead in a coma.
He does have a cool story.
Well, yeah, but then, like, what happened? He's like, ingrown hair.
Well,
yeah,
that's true, too.
There's that.
Just get that checked.
But if you scroll all the way down in this article I sent you guys, there's a photo of him and his wife and his dog, and then there's also some photos of him after he woke up after this month-long. Dude is probably 50, 60 pounds lighter, I'm guessing. I mean, like his body was wasting away.
Oh, he's in coma,
in
right?
That coma. Yeah.
Well, the coma diet is pretty effective when it comes to
that's
weight
better
loss.
Than Ozempic. Yeah. Better than Ozempic, right?
Yeah, this isn't like, I'm back from the dead. He's not going to become a motivational speaker.
No. No, he's embarrassed by what happened to him,
that
right?
Hair exactly. Almost brought me down.
Yeah, I should have probably just checked that the first day it was hanging there and starting to hurt.
Right.
Instead of letting it go and getting the sepsis, brain dead. Yeah, I'm pretty dumb anyway. Yeah,
just some hydrogen peroxide would have helped.
Anything, you know?
Yeah, they call it the silent killer, sepsis.
Think he was still trying to get laid.
Yeah.
And apparently, all the stuff that sepsis can trigger, it did in him.
Yeah.
Like he got the whole run.
I wonder who fought to keep him alive because they after the Terri Schiavo pudding incident, you know.
Yeah.
They kept her alive forever and she was just mush. This guy actually wasn't mush.
Well, it says after a month and a multitude of procedures and treatments. So at least they must have had some things that they thought, right, well, we can try this, right, but we're not expecting much of a result. Right. But a month later he started to come out of it.
Do people dream when they're in a coma?
I've never been in a coma.
I would think you would, because you're basically sleeping.
Well, yeah. Aren't you heavily sedated? You're not going to remember any of it. You probably dream.
No, you might not remember it. You might not recall it, right? Yeah.
Oh, says whether or not they can dream probably depends on the cause of the coma. If the visual cortex is badly damaged, visual dreams will be lost. If the auditory cortex is destroyed, they will be unable to hear dreamed voices. So if you had some
I guarantee
head brain damage.
We're talking to somebody that was in a coma, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they're in a coma right now and this is playing in their room.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope they don't
wake
have that
up
auditory thing.
Right. They're just wishing somebody would change the damn channel.
Did you hear them this morning?
Right. Like every morning. Stop.
Seems like it's a debate.
I think if you turn us off, you might wake up. Good point. What? Oh, they're done talking? Okay. I'm up.
Yeah. Maybe this is what they're playing to compel him to wake up. Keep playing it. Maybe he'll stand up and turn off the radio.
And shoot at it. Yeah.
Yeah. He might pop, you know, to consciousness during commercial breaks.
Yes.
Yeah. And then fade back into the coma when we come back.
Sure, like we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to think we put a few more than one person into a coma over the years.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm reading over this email.
Yeah, it's kind of long, but Chris is a regular contributor, and he had a, was it an ingrown hair?
It's the first line, my taint had to be scooped out like someone trying to scoop ice cream out of a container because of an ingrown hair, and this is how it happened.
How would you sit down if it got that bad?
You want to get into this?
Yeah, sure.
Had a low-grade fever for a while.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, what else
and to this?
And know. I was trying to figure out why I feel sick.
Right. We haven't done anything.
Drag it across, right. across the finish line here. Let's go.
I ain't saying no, puss.
So he had a low-grade fever for a while, trying to figure out why he felt sick. This was during the very beginning of COVID.
Right.
He's had issues with boils and ingrowns for a while at this point. About
boils
a week,
and ingrown, that's a great show.
Is that what you put on your Tinder profile?
About a week before this, he'd had one lanced off of his butt cheek.
Oh.
So he's thinking he might be getting sick from that, wants to go get it checked out, has to go to the ER. Fast forward to the hospital, they found the source. I had dead skin from a boil right behind my balls.
That stuck to the tape.
Yeah. He was septic.
I hate it when that happened.
Had to take an ambulance ride to the hospital.
He's a listener?
Yeah. Right. They had to put him under, cut every part of that dead skin out, including part of the balls.
Ugh.
I was stuck.
Part of the balls or part of the sack?
Says part of the balls.
Part
I don't know.
My balls.
I was stuck there for at least 2 weeks. During this time, my balls were inflamed. They looked like balls that you would see on a prized hog.
And I'm curious what part of the balls
I love how
they would extract.
He automatically thinks he'd win a prize, you know.
And they left the hole open. So I had a hole between my butthole and the balls. They had to stuff it with. I can only describe as what you get you'll get foam stuffing from an office chair.
Our buddy had that.
That's what
his ass.
Right.
They had to put that up in there to pack the wound, I guess.
Yeah.
Also found out during that time, I love morphine.
who doesn't? Yeah.
The most embarrassing part of the whole thing was going number two. They gave me so much antibiotics, I didn't have anything solid for quite some time. Had to have somebody come in and clean him up, make sure nothing went inside the extra hole.
That wasn't the antibiotics that backed him up.
Said the extra hole,
Those are painkillers that constipate you.
Had to wait for it to heal naturally and for skin to grow back, so they didn't even sew it up. Thank God for short-term disability from the job that I had from that time, because when you have balls the size of softballs, waddling around trying to get where you need to go is very debilitating.
Softball-sized balls.
It almost killed me, but I'm glad I survived.
Now, he didn't do anything wrong, like let it go too long. It was just something that happened to him. He's lucky, right? Okay.
Side note, the boil that he had on his ass cheek came to be a fistula.
Fistula.
And I went through my ass cheek like that, like I was a shot. Oh.
Like he was shot.
I got a buddy of ours we're familiar with that had sort of something like this done. He had to be in a hospital and get his ass drained. Yeah.
How is somebody prone to this?
I don't know, man. I guess he had issues with boils and ingrown hair for a while at that point.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you,
lucky to be alive.
If you had the balls the size of softballs, would you take a picture of them right up next to a bat? Just to prove, they always take a hail and they put up against something.
Yeah.
I would have a bat, aluminum softball bat up against my balls.
For perspective.
And say, there you go, it's softball size.
Yeah, I would have an OnlyFans page.
At least from while they're big. Yeah, why to make some money?
Just the balls.
Right.
Does the penis stay the same size? You just have gigantic balls. It's still your little.
That's what Nick always says.
Your grower on top of the softball sized balls.
Wouldn't you figure there'd be swelling in that whole area?
I'm guessing it's like just a little peeper coming out at that point. Yeah. And it's just all balls, you know, with it like riding two big bouncy balls, you know.
Donald says, and this guy's a friend of mine, recently had to be transported from Ogallala to Lincoln via fixed wing aircraft. They billed Medicare $91,000.
Oh, Donald said that, right?
Yep. They billed both ways, but they didn't give him a ride back.
What? How do you get billed for a flight that you're not on? Just because they have to take it back?
Because they can. Yeah, because they had to fly back.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I think Medicare said, we'll give you $9,000.
And they said,
and Republicans want to cut that, by the way.
And they settled Medicare for that.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. Right.
Yes.
He could have called like NetJets.
Richest country in the world.
Or somebody.
Richest country in the world.
He could have chartered his own flight.
Right. He could have flown in luxury.
Right.
And had him wait there.
Without medical staff.
Yeah, but he had to pay on his own for that. Medicare wouldn't have covered a NetJet.
Oh, no, but I'm saying $91,000.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess I'm guessing the doctors and nurses on the flight that he was on were probably needed to. That wouldn't be there if you just chartered your own flight.
Oh, yeah, they had some first responders. They had some paramedics.
Wouldn't you draw seams on your balls, too, to make it look like a softball? I would. I just draw the seams on there, you know.
I don't know. That would be difficult.
It might be painful,
too. It might be painful.
You'd probably have to have someone else do that.
Oh, no, somebody had to do it for me. Hey, come here and draw seams on my balls.
I think with the Photoshop technology now, you could have photoshopped a few seams.
I really want them on there so people can just show them to people, you know. And paint them yellow like softballs are, you know.
They've got to be yellow.
Yeah, got to be yellow. Yeah, that's what they use anyway. Yeah.
Did the guy with the gigantic balls say how long before he was able to like get any action after that?
Good point.
No, yeah. I'm guessing it was a while.
They don't want them swinging towards a small chin or anything.
Well, and when you have an open hole in your taint.
Yeah, you're probably not feeling that sexy.
No.
Oh, I don't know, man. There are guys going, it's not about feeling sexy, it's about getting off.
I've never felt sexy.
Oh, man. All
right. I don't know, man. An open wound and a hole in your taint?
That's still a dude.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I get it, but whoa, that's horrible.
After you get done putting seams on that, yeah, right. then take care of this, right? Yeah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.